Class 8, Subject Geography, Chapter 2, Population Dynamics. Good morning, children. Let's begin. So what is population? The people of the country are considered as the population of the nation. Population is the most important resource of a nation. Then, what is a resource? Resource is a source or supply that has some utility. Human beings are useful as they are the creators, producers and consumers of the goods that are produced in a nation. Therefore, human resource of any country is a driving force in its progress. Next, we will discuss how the population is distributed all over the world and the factors on which this distribution pattern depends. Now, generally, distribution of population depends upon three basic factors. They are natural, geographical, and economic factors. Places where the climatic, physical, as well as economic factors are favorable, such places have higher density of population. Let us now discuss the difference between underpopulation and overpopulation and their respective impacts. Underpopulation is the type of population that is less than the available resources of a country. As a result, the places with less population density leads to underutilization of resources. The opposite happens in the overpopulated nations, due to which the nations tend to become less progressive, leading to environmental deterioration, unemployment and a general fall in the living standards of the people. Now we will discuss about what is density of population. It is defined as the number of persons living per unit of land. And it is classified into three types: low density, moderate density and high density. Low density is defined as the areas having population density of 1 or 2 persons per square kilometer. For example, please check the book. Moderate density, areas having population density below 200 persons per square kilometer. Whereas, high density areas are those areas where the population density is above 200 persons per square kilometer. Now, we will move on to discuss the impacts of overpopulation and underpopulation. The three major impacts of overpopulation are, number one, depletion of natural resources. As a result of growing population, the available resources are falling short of the current needs. Number two, degradation of environment. Overusage of coal, oil, and natural gas is degrading the environment, and rise in the number of industries and vehicles are in turn raising the percentage of greenhouse gases in the air, thereby causing global warming. Number three, unemployment. Overpopulation leads to rise in unemployment as there are fewer jobs to support the large number of people. Now we will study about the impacts of underpopulation. There are three major impacts of underpopulation. Lack of adequate manpower, that is number one. Due to underpopulation, there will be shortage of labor supply. Number two, underutilization of resources. Available resources remain underutilized due to low population, lack of people to defend the country. At the time of war or emergency, a country with low population might find it difficult to mobilize enough people to protect and defend the country.